Welcome to North Middle School Tech Reach Club first ever extraordinary podcast. Get ready for some fantastic segments, each prepared for you by some fantastic girls. I'm your host, Miss Cynthia Gaub, the leader and mentor of the Tech Reach Club. I'll be guiding you through all of the wonderful segments that the girls have made this week. So first, a little bit about who we are. The mission of Tech Reach is to increase middle school students' interest in science, technology, engineering, and math through hands-on, high-quality curriculum, mentoring, and real-world projects. We create a supportive, diverse educational community focused on students' needs through partnerships with parents, schools, communities, businesses, and higher education. Tech Reach is offered through after-school clubs targeting at-risk middle school students. Schools select a teacher, that's me, who receive a small stipend to deliver the program to approximately 10 to 15 students at each school. If you're interested in finding out more about this program and the things that the Puget Sound Center for Learning do, you can check out our blog where we will have posted all the links that go along with this broadcast. And now, getting down and dirty with the history of Earth Day with Megan.
Earth Day, held in spring both to attend and inspire appreciation for Earth. Here's my quote that I found for Earth Day. May there only be peaceful and cheerful Earth days to come for our beautiful spaceship Earth as it continues to spin and circle in frigid space with its warm and fragile cargo and animate life. United States Secretary General Youth Ant.
Thanks, Megan. Now, in case you were wondering, proverbs are not adverbs. They're wise words. With Emily.
And a proverb of the day is, there's no use crying over spilt milk. This means it is pointless to feel remorseful over a thing lost that can never be found or a mistake done that can never be corrected.
Get ready to laugh. It's Bad Joke, Good Joke with Lindsay.
How do you say your ABCs backwards? CBA. And that was the bad joke. What is green, big, fuzzy, has four legs, and could hurt you if it fell out of a tree? A pool table.
Thanks, Lindsay. Next up, our tech tip of the week. It's video games. Don't just play them, make one with Becca.
Hello folks, today we learn about Game Maker. You can make games without learning to program. On www.gamemaker.nl, you can take tutorials to learn, and downloading is free. Just a side note, you can sell games, but you have to make your own sprites and idea. Yeah.
Great information, Becca. Now get those thinking caps on. It's a really good riddle time with Sarah.
Get ready for a world of confusion. What is white when dirty and black when clean? Yes, I said clean and black. Well, I wouldn't want you obsessing over the answer, so here you go. A blackboard.
Wow, Sarah, that was great. Thanks. Did you know? Let's find out with Ray Lee.
Did you know that each week, each car will also entitle the chaotic player to an additional item that is added to the scanner?
Ray Lee, what's chaotic?
Chaotic is a chaotic game that you can play online to face all around the world.
And what's a scanner?
A scanner is you use to scan things like creatures means monsters, locations means a place, music means magic, and battle gear means weapons.
And why would you want additional items?
You use them to battle people around the world.
That's cool.
You can use a car too. It's just you just scan the creatures into a card. Thank you.
Thanks, Rayleigh. In case you haven't learned anything yet, it's vocab time with Angela.
The vocabulary word is agoraphobia. It is a noun. This word comes from the Greek agor, meaning marketplace. And the definition of agoraphobia is a morbid fear of open spaces. For an example, a fear of being caught alone in some public place.
On a more serious note, Alexa asks us to guess how many innocent people have been released from death row.
Guess what? Since 1976, 77 people have been released from death row because they were innocent. The lucky interventions came just hours before the scheduled execution and usually after the prisoner has spent 10 years in prison. Also, DNA testing has cleared the names of 64 prisoners. So next time you hear that someone was put on death row, think, are they really guilty? And if you become a senator, congressman, abolish the death penalty, because who knows how many people have died because of a mistake.
It's fantastic, it's great, it's silly as a simile, with your host, me, Candy, like the sweet stuff. Two kids just walked out of a movie theater, they saw a weird movie. That movie was nuts, as a squirrel with rabies, one said. Yeah, I know, crazy as a chicken with its head cut off, said the other. In school, two girls had finished just inspecting the new boy. OMG, he is hotter than spice. Totally, he's as sweet as sugar. Two kids just got back from a party. Man, I'm late, guess time flies like a bird, one says. Well, I'll be early, for me time is as slow as a snail. Two kids are cooking. And they accidentally burned themselves. Yeah, that burn stung like a bee. Ouch, I just burned myself too. I guess we're as smart as each other. See ya, that's all we got today.
Thanks, Maya. And now, it's Heather's Corner.
Ode to cheese, by me and some of the other people in TechReach. There's cheese on the moon, there's cheese on my spoon, there's cheese in my hair, there's cheese everywhere. It is cheese I am fed, there's cheese under the bed, there's cheese on a tree, there's cheese on my knee. There's cheesy macaroni, cheese, it's no baloney. There's no cheese that talks, cause there's no voice box. There's cheese on the heater, there's cheese by the liter, there's cheese on the sink, cheese is not pink. Cheese is very macho, cheese is good on a taco. There's cheese on my chair, there's cheese on my pear. There's cheese on my computer, cheese is not pewter. There's cheese on the piano, if cheese could sing, it would be a soprano. There's cheese on the rug, there's cheese on a bug. Cheese is number one, there's cheese on my thumb. There's cheese in the pool, there's cheese on North Middle School. There's cheese down the drain, there's cheese in my brain. There's cheese on the beach, there's cheese on a peach. There is cheese on my peas, there's cheese on my cheese. There's cheese on this email, cheese will never fail. There's cheese on a cat, there's cheese on a bat. There's cheese on my jelly, there's cheese in my belly. There's cheese in my heart, there's cheese on a Pop-Tart. There's cheese on a blimp, there is cheese on a whatever rhymes with blimp. There's cheese on a mouse, there's cheese on my house. There's cheese in my fridge, there's cheese on a bridge. Cheese is up high, there's cheese in the sky. There's cheese on a book, there's cheese in a nook, there's cheese on a Band-Aid. Ew, there's cheese in my lemonade. There's cheese on a star, cheese is way out far. There's cheese in the air, there's cheese on a chair. Cheese is really groovy, cheese is very snoozy. There's cheese eating cheese, cannibals. There's cheese in my pocket, there's cheese on a rocket. Cheese is on Thanksgiving, cheese is prize winning. Crumpets? No thanks, I'll have some cheese.
So Maggie, I hear you went to some convention. Tell me about it.
It's called the SakuraCon. It comes every year. And you get to cosplay in there. You also some special guests get to come. When I went there, the voice actor of Full Metal Alchemist was there as Edward Elric, and also a Japanese singer.
Cool. Where was it at?
It was in Seattle at the Convention Center, you know, the Trade Center.
Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah, most of the time you can see them dressed as Naruto.
So there was a lot of people wearing costumes?
Yeah, because you can cosplay there if you want to.
Did you wear a costume?
Yeah, I couldn't think of a costume, so I had to pick a kimono.
So you wore a kimono?
Mm-hmm. I look like a monk in it.
A monk?
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of fun?
Yeah, except that when I went to the room where you buy stuff, it was heating hot because there was no air conditioner.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, anything else you want to tell us about it?
Also, that there's also some SakuraCon merchandise, like SakuraCon t-shirts and fans, and
you get one of those?
Yeah, you get a magazine showing the SakuraCon map and all the info about this SakuraCon, and that's it.
Is there a website for the SakuraCon that we could go to if we wanted to?
I think you just bring in the SakuraCon.com, I think, and that's just it.
Cool, I'll check it out.
Hmm? And remember that it always comes in every year.
It comes every year?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Only once a year.
Once a year.
Okay.
Excellent.
It's time to find out about one of our favorite subjects, cows, with Talia.
Hi, I'm Talia. Lately I've been learning about cows in science. Cows say moo, and there's other cows that say moo too, like black and white cows, brownish cows, and blackish cows that say moo. Cows make milk, and do you know what milk makes? Cheese! I like cheese. Do you know that cows have four stomachs? If I had four stomachs, one would be for sweets, other one would be for juice, another two would be for cheese and cookies. Well, that's what I have right now, so cheers!
Well, we're coming close to the end of our podcast, and I just thought that you might like to know a little bit more about who we are. So Crystal prepared this next segment with more information about TechReach.
Hi, I will be telling you about what is TechReach. TechReach is a club for girls that we have fun hanging with friends and doing things on the computer. We do projects like we made space needles, video games, and stuff. TechReach is only from 6th to 8th grade in middle school, so if you get to 6th grade, you should join. Thanks.
Thanks, Crystal. Well, that about wraps it up for our very first ever podcast. I'm so glad that you were willing to stick it out with us, and I hope you had fun too, because we had fun making it. If you can believe it, it's true. Check out our blog with all the great links for today's segments and more information than you can fit in a hat. I'm Miss Gaub, the mentor for TechReach, signing off.
This has been episode 1.0, recorded April 2007, edited by Miss Cynthia Gao, recorded by all the girls of TechReach 2007. For more information about this broadcast and individual segments herein, please visit our blog at http://thevirtualclassroom.blogspot.com. See ya!